Menachem Goldstein, Netivat Torah, 43.
Beperek Koinam Yain. Okay, so now he is bringing in a new source. Yes? That's Maser Nedarim. Lahava es Hashem Elokecha uledov kabo. Yes? So, because that's Netivat Torah. You know what's Netiv? Pathway. Oh. Yes, like main road. Okay, you know Parakaway at New York? Yes?
Okay, Parakaway. I've heard of it.
So that's Parakaway, the world's third, okay? Yeah. Of the Maharal, yes? So what the Maharal is bringing us? A new source from Maseres Nedorim. Ah, all the wisdom of Chachomim from all over the Shas, how to be learning the right way of the Torah. So he's saying, Lahava es Hashem Elokecha uledovka bo. So please notice that the Maharal is writing Hashem, hey, pastofik. Elokecha, alef pastofik, shorter. This is making shorter words. Uledovka bo. Shelo yomar adam ekra shikrauni chacham. I will learn that people will admire me and call me, is chacham. Eshne shikrauni rabbi. I will learn in order that we call me rabbi. Yes, it's not for the job to be handled by people. You should learn l'shem shemayim me'ava because you like learning. And if you will learn like that, so you will be handled. It's not that you won't be handled, but just the one that is learning not for the honor, then he is getting on to the right place that he is honored afterward. Shenema, kashrem al etzbeotecha, kotvem al luach libecha, v'omer kashrem al libecha, andem al gergerotecha. So the Gemara brings a few psukim. How I should be connected to the Torah. So you know, many years ago, everyone had ring with his special stempel on of his name or
signature
yes, on his finger. So when they wanted to write letters, they marked the letter with their ring. Okay, so that's something important because that's legal. You are making documents, official legal documents with this ring. Yes, so that's how the Torah should be connected to us, like. Ring is this important temple ring that we are putting on our fingers. Because that's kashrem al etzbeotecha, tie it to your fingers. Kotvem aluach libecha, write it on your heart. Ay, 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 this is such nice poetic description. Because I can't write on my heart, that's inside here. I don't want to have operation chas v'shalom. Yes? So luach libecha is describing the heart like desk of writing on. Yes, let's say Moshe Cohen is teaching Hebrew, so he has a desk to write on. Yes, luach. Yes, so that's luach libecha. So every when I'm writing, when I want the word to continue ahead, because when I said something, it's finished. Mm-hmm. Because now I'm saying another sentence, and no one cannot hear this sentence. Except of Divrei Torah, which are kept above the Ketuv. Az nidbiru yir Hashem yishereu, v'yakshev Hashem v'yishma v'yikosef b'sefer zikoron lefanav. There's possibly the saying that the Kodesh Baruch is listening. Every chavruta that are learning together, and is hear what they said, Divrei Torah is writing. After 120, it's shown to the person. See what, how much you have learned, what you did all your life. Yes, so that's kashrem katvem aluach lebecha. So let's count the actions. We should make it tied for the fingers. We should write it on the desk of the heart. That means emotionally, the fingers are a symbol, I think, for the activity with the hand. And the heart is a symbol for the emotions, yes? So the Torah should influence all our activities. It's not just a knowledge outsider, like what's triangle. The Torah is Ben Torah. It goes together, yes? Ve'oimer, then on them al gergerotecha. Yes, that's interesting. That's like a ring that I'm not ring. Shashere, chain, necklet that you are putting on your neck. Yes, here. That's on them al gergerotecha. Ve'omer drachei adar kenoam v'chol netivotei shalom. Ve'omer etz chaim yin amachzikim ba. The last two psukim was description not on you about the Torah. That the way of the Torah is darkei noam, is pleasant, it's enjoyment, it's not suffering. That's the Torah is good, goodness. V'chol netivotei shalom. The normal way of the Torah is peaceful, not fighting. Yes. Ve'omer etz chaim yin amachzikim ba. Yes. We saw. Yeah. Unfortunately, we see these days. Let's compare. Sorry to say, the Christianity. Yes, it started. Okay, so in 1,000 years, it became that the priest influenced the king of Spain, the king of England, to send away all the Jews. And they murdered. They were making cross searches. How do you say it? Going to Eretz Israel to convert Eretz Israel.
Crusades.
On their way, they were going through Jewish communities on Germany, on France. There was case that in one city they made 2,000 fires, and the four families into that refused to become Christian. Yes, and they're calling the Christianity the religion of love. That's a religion of love. That's awful. That's cruel, cruelty. Yes, mm-hmm. And you see among the Muslim cultures, abnormal. I'm thinking about that so many times. I remember while I was child, I went by foot to Kotel Maravi, foot Shashchem. I saw all these days kids are not able to go alone. Okay, but I saw on their desk it's written about movies. All the pictures were with swords, with weapon, with killing, with violence, with aggression. Yes, these days you see how many groups fighting each other on Iraq. On Afghanistan, where was Bin Laden,
and Pakistan.
No, everywhere there are groups who are killing their brothers, yes, and murdering them, and the Yazidim, and they are making inventions like that. I will put people into cage, I will drown them into the water, I will burn them, I will cut them this way, like. Are you a human being? There was in Gaza Jewish settlements, and there were two terrorists that attacked Carl. So he's telling his friend, Etla, let's go, let's kill them. They're going around the car, and four kids, one, shooting it one by one. Are you a human being? It's not human being. It's said about Ishmael, Pere Adam. That's per Adam. It came out of being human. You don't have feelings. Are you normal? Did the Jew never ever did something like that? That's abnormal.
I had it in Gaza.
Yes.
We used to have to go through Gaza to get to. They yes. Bombarded my car with kids in it, with rocks from all sides.
Awful. Okay, so. So then he's saying that's the ways of the Torah is not teaching to kill everyone that do not believe in Judaism. If someone wants to convert, we're saying no need. Keep your 7 mitzvahs finished. We don't just if he's again asking, okay, but we are not making fight to force the whole other world to be Jews. That's the whole netivotei shalom. ואומר, עץ חיים מילה מחזיקים בה. ביאור זה, כי האהבה אל השם יתברך הוא הדבקות בו. The love to Hashem is being attached to him, יתברך. ואי אפשר שתהיה כי אם על ידי לימוד התורה. You cannot be attached to Hashem without the Torah. שהוא הדבקות בו כמו שבארנו למעלה. Okay, so that's another important point. let's say someone will say, okay, I believe in God, and I want to be with God in another way. I will find my way. I will make nice graffiti on the streets that people will enjoy that. I will make songs like 60s on the parks. I will make a lot of trips to see how nice the world that the Kodesh Baruch Hu created. Okay, very nice. But you are not being attached to Hashem. Attached to Hashem is by learning His Torah, because the Torah represents His wisdom. And then keeping that. That's the only way that the learning is become part of you. Yes, so that's what it means. V'im ilmad haTorah l'shum kavone acher. And even if someone already learning, but he has another intention just to be honored, lo ikne al yedei haTorah, b'kod bo yitbarach, wouldn't be attached to Hashem. There is mitzvah. Yes, לאהבה את השם הלוקח או לדווקא בו. You cannot fulfill the mitzvah. Okay, תכתיב לאהבה את השם הלוקח או לדווקא בו. You cannot fulfill the mitzvah of being attached to Hashem without being going on the ways of the Torah. ולכך מפרש הכתוב לאהבה את השם הלוקח, שילמד מאהבה ולא לשום כבוד. That's why this Gemara interpreted how you are making לאהבה את השם הלוקח או לדווקא בו by learning the Torah לשם שמיים. ולא לשם כבוד. ומפני שאמר אקרא שיהיה חכם ואקרא שייך אצל תורה שבכתב, because we spoke about reading the Torah which applies to תורה שבכתב. Why reading the Torah applies to תורה שבכתב? Because תורה שבכתב was given written, but תורה שבעל פה, that's the second Torah which was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, who wasn't written till the time of Rabbi Yehuda Anosi. That he said, no more, we cannot remember anymore because of the fighting, because of the Christianity that started. We said yesterday that it was about 500 to the Christian counting, okay? So, ומביא מן הכתוב, that's why there is another post, second post, yes? Chazal are not giving extra words with no need. If there is extra words, that means we have a new thing to learn from the other post. So because there is another word, another Torah, which is the Torah itself, saying that al pi divrei haTorot haElu, we have both Torah, not new Bible. Originally we were given in twice, one which is written, one which is Baal Peh. Why the oral Torah was given Baal Peh? That it won't be taken by the other nations as was the Bible was taken. The Bible is the most amount of languages and amount of printing which was printed ever. Okay? ומביא מן הכתוב קושם על אצבעותיך, כי הקשירה על האצבע הוא קשירה לגמרי. By tying to the finger is like something that I'm not taking out. That's make it connected to me. שלא תוסר מאיתו התורה, ותמיד תהיה התורה שבכתב לפניו, וירמוז עליה באצבעו. That's a clue of אצבע. I don't know why אצבע, but a finger, but וזהו קשירה על אצבעותיו. ואומר כותבי מלוח לבך. Also it said, write on your desk of your heart. רצון על אמר, כי תמיד יאיים בתורה בליבו. You should always think at your heart about the Torah. וזהו נקרא כותבי מלוח הלב. That means writing on the desk of the heart. That means that your heart is thinking about the Torah, yes? It's, let's say, on Shabbos, we are saying Divrei Torah on the meals. We are enjoying, we are trying to learn, to have a new question, to think about what we are learning. We are not passive, okay? Learning is לוח הכפל, okay? I don't care if six double time and six times six is 26 or 36. Mm-hmm. I'm learning that's data, yes? But if I'm learning about the descriptions from the Bible, so I'm trying to think what that teach me and what that's meaning to me. Let's say, for example, last Shabbos I was here. You haven't been yet. You haven't. You also have been. So I asked, it's written, זה הדבר אשר וידבר משה ראש המטות, זה הדבר אשר ציווה השם. So Rashi is saying that there is preference for Moshe Rabbeinu to say זה, that's something that you are pointing with your finger. Mm-hmm. And all the other prophets were saying כה אמר השם, זכרתי לך חסד נעורייך. So Ko is like that. And Moshe Rabbeinu is saying Zeh. That's his special power. So more than others. So what's the meaning? The meaning is that it said on Chazal that it's like mirror or window. Window you can see through. Mirror is blocked from the backside. That's why it's like Ko, like that. It's showing something from the other side, okay? The opposite side. Okay. So now I ask, that's like oral, to think by heart. I thought to myself, just a second, why it's mentioned here? Moshe Rabbeinu, first time I met him on Parsha Shmos. Shmos, Vaera, Bo, Beshalach, Yitro, Mishpatim, Tuma, etc. Why you having the Zadavar should be written there? Why here? So my interpretation was that that comes to, here we are speaking about Nedarim. What means Nedarim? Let's say someone is donating cow to be Korban Ola, Korban Shlamim. So his speech making total change of status. The cow was before Chulin, become holy, Kochim. And you cannot redempt it, you cannot change it, transfer that into money, unless it was Balmum or something mixed or something like that. Normally you cannot change, because that's Kedushas Guf. That's the highest level, yes? So that comes to, that's a point. Why we are writing on the Nedarim? Because that comes to teach us. Notice the power of your mouth. The same as you can create by your mouth holiness to the animal that's not allowed to be used, to take out the wool, or to ride on it, or to put the bags from Osherad or Chipperkol on the back of the cow, because that's holy. So also, everywhere, every word that you are speaking can influence, bring more Kedusha into this world, or the opposite, Chas v'Sholem. Okay? So that's the meaning of why it was written here. So that's Kotve Maluach Lebecha. Umipnei Shamar Eshne, and because he was saying, I will learn, וזהו התואר אשר בעל פה, הביא ראיה לתואר אשר בעל פה מן כושרם על לבך. Tie it into your heart. כלומר, שיעיין בתורה בליבו, that he will think about the Torah by his heart, ולא תוסר התורה מאיתו, that will be always, that's inner action. You do not need to go away to do action, to buy something to work. Let's say mitzvahs arba minim. I need to buy arba minim in order to fulfill this mitzvah. But to learn Torah, I'm able to think about what I learned today and to repeat to myself, to think, I had a question, what can I answer? What's the meaning these days? Tishas Hayomim. What's Avos Chinam? What's Sinas Chinam? What will bring again Besamigdash? So I can even think by myself while I'm on my way. V'omar andem al gergerotecha. What means tie it on your neck? Shetamid yege batorah shebal peh bigono. That means that he will speak, or he will use majority of his speech for the Torah with the thought, yes? V'zehu andem al gergerotecha. כמו שהביא כושרם על אצבעותיך לתורה שבכתב, the same as we brought אצבעותיך for תורה שבכתב, שרמוז תמיד באצבעו על התורה כתובה לפניו, with the finger I'm showing the printed book, so תורה שבעל פה is על גרגרותיך תמיד, that's with your speech, oral תורה בעל פה, means by the mouth, by speech, which is goes for the fruit.
So that's why
you say
the chain around.
Yes. Because that's the other. With the finger you are pointing to the book, with the throat you are speaking or altar. Okay.
And
it's to think. Yes, yes, you are right. Torah Shebal Peh both also. Kacha Torah Shebal Peh ti'al gergerotecha timid. Ve'lo la'ayen bilvad. Not just to think, tak on them, tie it to yourself, al gagerotecha. Ve'etzel Torah shebichtav makdim koshrem al atzbeotecha. Why on Torah shebichtav he was saying in advance, koshrem al atzbeotecha, mipnei shatorah kvar ktuva lefanav, because the Torah is already written, given from Hashem. Aval gabei Torah shebal peh, tzarich kodem ahachana, v'limud sheikabel Torah shebal peh. In order to know Torah shebal peh, is not my invention that I'm thinking for. I have to learn from the rabbi's explanation. Let's say, for example, it's written, "Vayu'ot tefos b'enecha." So Moshe Rabbeinu was given from Hashem that tefillin shirosh should be divided into four parts, and on each bottom of them will be different parshas. These days, we learn by the science that there are also four parts by our mind, brain, divided, and it's parallel, okay? But on time of Moshe Rabbeinu, no one searched the brain, how it consists. That's why he was saying, first, first you should understand, learn, and then make it not forgettable by tying on your mouth. Afterwards, saying source of proof for loving the Torah, that the ways of the Torah are pleasant. Because of the pleasant and the peaceful which there is Batorah. ויותר על זה מצד החיים שבתורה, זאת also life, שנאמר, עץ חיים היא למחזיקים בה. ומפני שהתורה יש בה דברים אלו, ראוי שאוהב התורה. That's why it's suitable to love the Torah, כי האדם בטבע אוהב דבר שהוא טוב. The normal nature of every person is to love good things. ולפיכך העיקר שיהיה אוהב התורה בשביל מעלת התורה, אוקיי? Okay? So that's the main fool is to love the Torah because of the preference of the Torah. וכאשר ילמד התורה בשביל אהבת התורה, and when he's learning the Torah, not because he's forced by his father, by his rabbi, by someone, just because he loves the Torah, then יש לו דבקות בו יתברך. He is attached, he's fulfilling the mitzvah of לדבק בו. כי אהבה לדבר הוא דבק בדבר. Loving something is like glue. שהוא אוהב אותו, attached to the things that he is loving. וכאשר דבק בתורה על ידי זה, יש לו דבקות גמור בו יתברך. And when he is being attached to the Torah, but he is attached to Hashem also. The same as husband loves his wife, he is attached to her, so loving the Torah is being attached to the Torah, that's the דבק בו. Thank you very, very much.